Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to CenterPoint. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Anbar. In this show, we will discuss ways that we can journey to our own centers. This can help us access our inner resources to improve our physical abilities and health, our mental strength, our emotional well-being, and our spirituality. And today, we are joined by a very special guest, Pierce. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Pierce has been on the show before, but today he's agreed to come on and allow his subconscious to share some of its knowledge with us. So thank you again very much, Pierce, for joining us.
Of course.
We have started a series of shows demonstrating subconscious thought, and what we learned in previous shows is how sometimes the subconscious answers, it takes a long time to formulate a question or an answer. And you're also going to see that different subconscious react differently. What we're looking for is to see whether there's an overlap between subconscious advice from person to person. So we start off, Pierce, by asking you to allow your subconscious to prepare itself to speak with us, and we did ask for his permission earlier, and he agreed to appear on this show. So I will quiet down, and when his subconscious is ready to interact with me, he can say hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us. The first question I'd like to ask is a rather broad question. Is there a message that you would like to deliver to the world?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, I would say just be yourself.
What does that mean, being yourself?
Not judging yourself. Being aware of who you are and okay with it.
If people felt that way, how do you think the world would change?
Well, people would be less introspective. They would be more thinking and doing things that make sense to them. And then they would do things that make a better difference in the world.
And how would they interact with other people who may have different opinions?
Well, every opinion is different, even if you agree. So could you rephrase the question?
Well, if somebody is being themselves and somebody else is being themselves, they may have different wishes in how they might interact with the world, and they might clash.
That's true.
How should they resolve that?
Think about it, ideally.
Could you give us an example?
Okay, so let's say you're walking down the street and you happen to run into somebody who has some sort of a conflict with you, and you want to resolve that conflict. You know, think, well, what do I want to do in this situation? What's the easiest and least frictioned way that I can resolve this situation? Maybe it's talking to them. Maybe it's not talking to them. Maybe it's running away. Maybe it's not being confrontational at all. Maybe it's seeking help. Now, if it's something that's a conversation that you're having with somebody that's a friend of yours, family member, disagreement or something like that, you could simply just have a conversation by expressing your voice, then letting them speak to you, and then repeating back what they said to you. And then you could ask them to do that, but they might not want to do it. You know, this is something that you can choose to do in your own life. And then just making sure that the communication is clear, making sure that everything that you're hearing is what is actually being said, having some sort of an idea that you can maybe have this communication and then have that lead to maybe a better understanding. It doesn't have to be an understanding that is an agreement.
And what is your role, or what is each individual's role when they see other people interacting in ways that they could interact better? Do you pitch in, or do you let it happen?
Let it happen.
what happens if you see people interacting in a negative way?
Well, there's a few things that you can do in that situation. One of the things is to let it happen. Another thing is to engage with the situation if you feel that it is safe, or if you find a way that you can do it so that it is safe. Even if the situation itself is not safe, there might be an avenue that is safe.
Do you believe we have an obligation of sorts to each other?
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
Well, everybody has an obligation to help each other. That's just the nature of everything.
How do you know that?
I just know it.
Have you always known it?
Always.
Did you always do that?
Yes.
How are you supposed to help each other? Sometimes it seems like you don't have the ability to do that. What do you do in those circumstances?
You always do have the ability to help other people. And you might not realize it at the time. There's always something you can do, even if it's inaction.
That's a fascinating way of looking at things. Do you have any other instruction, any other message you'd like to let the world
yes,
know?
Yes, I'd like to let them know this message, not defined by flaw.
Explain what that means.
It means that whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life, whether somebody is saying something to you, telling you that you have a flaw, whether you have a flaw in your own mind and you believe it, or whether something is just happening that you think that could be better, just say to yourself, not defined by flaw, know that and know what that means.
And once you say that to yourself, have you taught this to other people already?
I've taught it to myself.
And so how has it changed your life?
It's changed my life immensely. Every day I look at the wristband that has been created on behalf of this. I learned the way of communicating through it by using touch, allowing myself to be reminded of it, and then allowing others to be reminded of it with those who are also wearing and in communication with it in themselves.
And when they become aware that they're not defined by a flaw, what kind of transformation have you seen?
I've seen people be more generous. I've seen people be more kind. I've seen people be more loving. I've seen people make less mistakes, funnily enough, because they're more focused on accepting themselves rather than judging themselves. I've seen people learn to love and to have more compassion towards animals. And I've seen people be more respectful to themselves.
You mentioned animals. Do animals define themselves by their flaws?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how universal a concept this is.
I don't know if that's something that I would have the answer to at this time.
Is there any message you'd like to give your conscious self?
No.
How do you communicate with your conscious self when it's not so direct?
Well, it's pretty direct right now, and I think that we're in conjunction. So it's sort of like a combination. It's not just one person. It's both.
But this is a skill you've acquired over the years.
Absolutely.
So if you go back to when you didn't know this skill, how did the subconscious communicate with the conscious self?
There's a lot of different ways that you can communicate. Like I was saying with the wristband, touching it, just making the conscious self aware of it is something that happens very often. Also, the looser you are, the easier it is to communicate. So if you're relaxed and if you're dealing with, you know, meditation or something like that, it's easier to get an idea across. Dreams would be an example of that. Relaxation, having these thoughts, you know, when you calm your mind and you just listen, you're just going to receive the thought. It's part of everybody. It's part of everything. It's easy to do, and it takes little effort. It actually takes less effort than thinking.
Did you ever cause the conscious mind to have physical symptoms?
That's true.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, well, when you have a physical symptom, that's an easy way for you to be brought to the attention of the problem. If you have pain, for instance, you're brought to the attention of the pain so that you can resolve the pain. Same thing for if you have some sort of a mental thing going on. That sort of mental thing, if you have some sort of an anxiety, it brings attention to the problem at hand. Sometimes you might have that same symptom or similar symptoms or a set of symptoms in order to represent a problem that you want to resolve, a problem that may not even be mental or physical, or maybe it's spiritual, or maybe it has some other element to it that you don't understand yet.
So can you give an example of a dream, how you communicated with the conscious self through a dream?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of different dreams. I think everybody has their own, but there's usually some sort of a message, an underlying message that you experience through the dream, something that's simple, something that's cohesive, something that when you wake up, you have immediate action in mind. And you might not even know why you have that immediate action in mind. Sometimes you might even forget the dream, and you still have an immediate action in mind, and you're ready to do that action. It's quite interesting.
So there's a lot of ways to communicate.
That's true.
With oneself.
And with everybody. And in consciousness as well.
Now, do you have connections outside of peers?
So that's true.
Explain.
Yeah, well, I have connections with everything.
Say more.
Okay, so think about everything. I have connections with everything.
How are you connected with everything? When you say everything, are you talking about live things, dead things? What
that's right.
Explain.
Okay, so think about what you have when you have a connection with things that are alive, and then think about what you have when you have a connection with things when they're past. Both of those things are just as potent and equal.
Do inanimate things have souls?
Define inanimate.
Something that's not alive, something like a rock is inanimate.
It's a complicated question. The answer doesn't resolve with something as simple as yes or no.
Well, what is soul? How do you define that?
That's a spiritual thing. It depends on your spiritual beliefs on how you categorize it, but it is something that is beyond the physical realm.
So when you're connected with living beings, are you connecting with the soul or something?
Yes.
Yes. And so when you're connected with something that's not living, like a rock, what are you connecting with?
Well, it's also the same thing, but it's just categorized differently.
Can you say some more?
Well, imagine that you're on a lake, and you're looking out onto the lake. And imagine the way that that might make you feel, on a deep and emotional level. The emotions that you're feeling are, in a way, interacting, in the same way that you might interact with somebody that you see that's crying. But it's not sad. So just because something has a similar reaction in your body, in your physical, or even in your spiritual understanding, it doesn't mean that that thing is the same as what you're used to calling it, or what you're used to seeing in your own personal practice.
Do you feel other beings?
Yes.
You feel inanimate things as well.
That's also the same answer for the question that you asked earlier about the soul.
This is fairly radical kind of thinking.
If you think so.
Well, I don't think it's a common kind of way of thinking.
True.
How important is it to be aware of this?
It's very important, but it's not as important as you think.
So tell me why it's important.
It's important because everything that we do in this world has a purpose. There are things that we can greatly benefit each other in, so that's important. But it's also not important because you can experience all these things without ever knowing about it.
I think children often experience things without knowing.
Well, of course.
When did you become more aware of these observations?
I wasn't ever not.
When you weren't aware, when you started being aware of it, did you understand it as fully as you do now?
Yes.
Were you able to express it as well as you can now?
Absolutely.
Was Pierce as aware of this? Okay, so when did Pierce become aware of this?
Well, it was about 12.
And what happened at the age of 12?
Trauma.
Do you want to say a little
bit
about that?
Sure. I mean, I'll say something that I think would be helpful to your audience, more than helpful to just the situation. Any sort of trauma is always going to be sad, is always going to be emotional. Those are the feelings and emotions that we experience, and that should be honored. But there's always growth, and that growth is what allows you to see yourself understanding yourself more, growing and changing, and having more of a connection with the things we're speaking of.
So if you're dealing with trauma and you can take a step back, you might start seeing this kind of change take place?
Yes.
Is that the quote-unquote good thing, a good thing about trauma?
That's one good thing.
Can you say some more?
Well, of course. I mean, there is the mental aspect of it, too. It's not just spiritual and it's not just subconscious. You can have positive mental things that come from trauma, like, for instance, shared experiences, teaching other people how to deal with it, teaching other people what you've done to help yourself, and then also relating to people.
And at this point, Pierce is how old, 24?
Yes.
Is he aware of all this at this point?
Okay.
But you've been aware of it for as long as he lived, but he became more aware as he got older.
Yes.
Got it. So shifting gears, I have another small question.
Great.
What is God?
That is a very difficult question to answer.
Thank you. Can you take a crack at it?
Yes, I could.
Go ahead.
Gratitude. Connection. Singular. Positive. Patient. Connected. Opportunity. Emotion. Love. Remembering. Changing. Forgetting.
Now, interesting, when I asked you what is God, you gave me the attributes of God.
Sure.
And that's similar to what appears in the Bible when Moses describes God. They said there's 13 attributes of God. I was trying to count along. You may have said 12 or 13. You might have done 13.
I think I even said one twice. But that's probably for a good reason.
Probably should it be 13. It'll match up what I was familiar with. Do you ever communicate with God?
Yes.
Does God communicate with you?
Yes.
What do you guys commune about?
Everything.
Explain.
Well, think about everything that I've just said to you. Where do you think I learned it?
Well said. And what does God expect of you?
Nothing.
What do you expect of God?
Nothing.
So you just are.
That's correct.
Is this a Buddhist kind of philosophy?
You could call it that, but it's not inherently that or isolated in that.
Now, you already said you connected to everything. Do you ever, like, go into somebody else's subconscious and interact with them?
With permission.
Can you tell us a story about that?
I actually can. There is a musician, his name is Jacob Collier, and he's very talented, and we saw him live at a concert. And when you ask permission, it's sort of a spiritual permission. Because it's spirit to spirit, rather than person to person. I asked permission to connect. I connected. Pierce loves his music, genuinely. And that is something that we've had conversations about, and you know, creating music and whatnot. After the connection process, things change in your own awareness. Now you can become aware of things that you didn't know. Things that you don't know how you could know. And there's moments where you start to outstretch your hands when the other person outstretches your hands. You could say that that's influence, or you could say that that's connection. There's lots of things you can learn from that. It's always positive. It's always safe. It's never harming, etc.
Can you talk about your connection with me? We've known each other in this life about 9 years now. But
yes.
Tell me about our subconscious connections.
Well, it transcends this life. And you know that.
I know that, but I'm sharing this with the audience here. What can you say more about our connection?
It's very deep. It's very deep. There's a lot there. And there's so much that can be said. But at the end of the day, it's a knowing. It's a trust. It's a trajectory of good that you showcase through it, that connection.
How do you overlap connection with God with connection with other individuals?
It's the same thing.
Do you believe in fate?
That's a difficult question.
Thank you. Go for it.
Well, first you have to explain whether or not there's such a thing as time. Because if you believe in time, that is a huge distinction on whether or not fate is real. Could you define fate and time?
That's throwing questions back at me. Well, time is marks at change. And
can you explain that with a story?
I'll have to give it a moment's thought. But when we can think back to something that occurred in what we call the past and realize that things have changed since then, this marks change of time. Biblically, God puts the stars, the moon, and the sun in the sky so we can mark times because it shows change. We can count how many sunrises we saw and how many days have passed.
Okay. And so that's time.
That's time. Well, we have to cut to a break, so when we come back, I'll give you my definition of fate, and then you can tell me what your thought is.
Great.
This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
Coming attraction, life guide for teens, harnessing your inner power to be healthy, happy, and confident. A new book by Dr. Ron Anbar to be published early 2025. Dr. Anbar's renowned counseling practice, Centerpoint Medicine, doesn't fix teens who are struggling. They give them the tools to heal themselves and support them while that healing happens. Life Guide for Teens will share Dr. Anbar's tools for self-empowerment and give teens hundreds of tips to choose from to help themselves heal. The book will be available from Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Anbar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection, so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com or visit DrAnbar.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Dr. Ron Anbar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At Centerpoint Medicine, with services in La Jolla, California and Syracuse, New York, this caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at CenterpointMedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
If you are a medical or licensed healthcare professional or just anyone looking for a qualified hypnosis practitioner, then go on over to ASCH.net. That's the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. At ASCH.net, you can get certified, attend workshops, and even find a hypnosis practitioner or consultant. ASCH provides an opportunity to learn and interact with colleagues. So whether you're a professional wanting to learn hypnosis or a patient wanting help with a problem, visit ASCH.net now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Centerpoint. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Anbar. Our special guest is Pierce and his subconscious.
Hello.
Hello again.
Again.
So we were in the middle of discussing what is time and fate. So fate, I would say, is something that dictates what's going to, like the outcome is known before it occurs. So, for example, we met 9 years ago, but what's happening today was already preordained. That would be fate.
That's correct.
So,
in that case, fate is true. Yes.
But do you have more to say about that?
Let's see. Well, in your definition, you see time as something that is linear. Is that true?
That would be the case.
Do you believe that?
No.
Okay, well, why don't you explain that?
No, let you go ahead and explain
okay,
it.
Okay, well, do you feel like time is only possible to go in one direction?
No.
What other directions can time go in?
Well, so, you know, you and I have talked over the years, so we kind of shared some of our thoughts, but I think that my concept is time is just a perception, that if you step back from it all, everything is happening at once.
That's correct.
Which means also the past is happening as we speak.
As we speak.
And we're just not aware of it as in our human form.
Do you notice that when you record this, that it doesn't matter when you listen to it in the future, it's the same?
Yes and no.
What's the no?
When you listen to it in the future, especially if you listen to this more than once, you will have changed, I believe, and you will get different interpretations from it.
Well, that's true. That's very true. So what do you think about the message itself? Do you think the message is transmitted beyond just the time that you speak?
I think that is true.
I agree. And that's why we're doing this, right? So I think that if you look at that as an example of something that transcends time, then that is an example of what time really is, all at once.
Interesting.
So, of course, to answer your question, yes, fate is true. Because if you have all things happening at the same time, then there is no need to predict. You already know what's going to happen.
I follow that. That makes sense to me. So, I have a kind of a time-related question. Do you have an age?
Yes.
How old are you?
That's not possible to answer.
Explain.
Well, there's no number for that. Because if you have something that is always, how do you label the number?
So you've always existed.
But that's not true as well.
Explain.
Because if you are always existing, then you can't have possibly started.
You think there was a start to you?
That's correct.
Why do you think that?
I just know that.
What is your relationship to God? Is God in the same kind of wavelength or different?
Different.
Different. Did God start?
That's correct.
But at a different time than you?
That's correct.
Are you part of God?
Yes.
Are you an outgrowth of God?
That's not exactly right.
Explain.
Define outgrowth, please.
If you have a cell and it divides into two, that would be an outgrowth.
So that's not exactly right.
So explain.
Well, it's not created.
You were created?
No.
So you arose at some point as part of God?
That's also not correct.
Explain.
Well, it wasn't arisen.
So it became?
Still no.
Can you put the adjective in there for me?
Well, actually, it would be a verb.
Okay. You're right, it would be a verb, correct.
Awake. That's not a verb, but that would be awaken, but awake is the better word.
Would aware be fit there too?
Yes.
When Pierce was 12, he became more aware
That's
of you.
That's true.
Is that similar to how you became aware of you?
Yes and no. I'll answer both.
Go ahead.
Yes, there is an awareness. No, I didn't become aware of myself.
These are deep thoughts, my friend.
Well, that's true.
Do you have a name?
I do.
What is it?
Joseph.
How did you find out about this
name?
Well,
we chose it.
Why?
Because it was fun.
Can you share how that came to be?
Well, there was a story in the Bible that we were referencing subconsciously, and it's fitting of this life. So when there was a struggle in this life and a renaming was necessary, that was the name that we chose.
And if I remember right, you had a dream that involved a struggle.
That's true.
And that reminded me of a dream in the Bible that had a struggle.
That's correct.
And there was a renaming involved in both.
That is also correct.
And the name chosen in the Bible was Joseph.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. Actually, in the Bible it was Israel, and you figured out your name was Joseph.
Okay.
I got the story wrong. And do you know what Joseph means?
I don't.
It means to add. Do you think that you're adding something to the world?
Do you?
Say again?
Do you?
Of course. That's what you're doing here today.
Thank you.
Wanted to make sure you understood that.
I do.
Are you wiser than Pierce?
That's a difficult question to answer because, first of all, you'd have to define wise or wisdom. And then you'd have to define the difference between us. And then you'd have to define why it matters.
So to me, wisdom is something you gain from experience. And you can...
If you gain wisdom on experience, then I'm not wise.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't have experience.
Have you not had many experiences over many planes of existence?
I have been present for those experiences, but I haven't had them myself.
I want to explore that thought more with you, which we'll do right after the break. This is CinePoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
Make-A-Wish has been granting life-changing wishes for children and families for over 40 years. A wish is something that gives children the opportunity to look outside their illness and restore a sense of childhood back to the child. With the help of donors and more than 43,000 worldwide volunteers, Make-A-Wish has collectively granted more than 520,000 wishes worldwide. Dr. Anbar has referred many patients to Make-A-Wish. To make a donation, go to worldwish.org. That's worldwish.org.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Anbar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection, so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com or visit DrAnbar.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Dr. Ron Anbar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At CenterPoint Medicine with services in La Jolla, California and Syracuse, New York, this caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at centerpointmedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Coming Attraction, life guide for teens harnessing your inner power to be healthy, happy, and confident. A new book by Dr. Ron Anbar to be published early 2025. Dr. Anbar's renowned counseling practice, CenterPoint Medicine, doesn't fix teens who are struggling. They give them the tools to heal themselves and support them while that healing happens. Life Guide for Teens will share Dr. Anbar's tools for self-empowerment and give teens hundreds of tips to choose from to help themselves heal. The book will be available from Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Center Point. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Anbar. A special guest is Pierce and his subconscious, and I'm learning a lot about how the world may work through this conversation. So we left off talking about Pierce's subconscious, whose name is Joseph, said that he hasn't had experiences. Age is timeless. How can you say you haven't had experiences? Please explain that.
If your age is timeless, then how can you have experiences?
Well, you could have gone through a lot of different lives and a lot of different
stories. If there's no time, how can you have experiences?
Well, okay, let's rename experiences. Have you made a lot of observations?
I like your intention. Let's call it, have you had many influences?
Okay, have you?
Yes.
And would you say that helps make you wiser?
I understand what you're getting at, but yes and no.
Explain.
Wisdom is not your understanding. It's not your experiences conglomerated. It's not your favorite way of being. It's the way of being and always has been the way of being.
So is wisdom becoming aware of what you're saying?
That's correct.
So are you wiser than Pierce?
Yes.
Why do you seek counsel with, or why does Pierce seek counsel with me?
You're experiencing something that could only have happened with extreme dedication, love, and respect for two people so that they can open up an ability to be able to communicate in this depth.
That's what he seeks in interactions with me.
That's one of the things that he seeks.
What else does he seek?
Friendship, love, and connection.
This is something all of us seek at some level.
Yes and no.
Explain.
Not everybody seeks it, but everybody needs it.
That's an interesting point. So why do you think people don't seek it even though they need it?
Because they're not aware that they need it, because they're afraid of what might happen, or they're afraid of it.
So if a listener to this broadcast recognizes that they're not aware of their need or don't know how to seek it, what's the next step? What should they do?
I appreciate you for listening. Thank you. I hope this is helpful to you. I'd like to meet you one day. In fact, I probably will. And so, do your best to open up. Listen to yourself. Listen to the people around you. Care about them. Care about yourself. Seek guidance and listen. Do your best and listen to yourself. At the end of the day, you'll know it's true. You seek love. You seek connection. And when you find that, everything will feed back together in a positive way. And I wish you the best, and I thank you for listening and taking that into consideration.
That was really special. Now, when you spoke to the audience that way, can you talk to us about your intention?
I am connecting not only with you, but with every single person that is listening actively. Even though this is not published yet, I'm able to connect with everybody because, like we said, time isn't real. I'm, of course, using isn't real as a joke because it's very real for us, the humans, the people, the animals, everyone. It's very real for us. But when I connect with people, it doesn't have to be within the confines of it. And so I can connect with everyone that will hear this and everyone that may ever hear this, ever. And I can connect with them in this moment, and I can tell them that, and they will receive it.
Tell me about death.
Well, where shall we begin?
In the beginning.
Death has always been sad. That's not what you're expecting to hear from me.
Well, I think death being sad in this life makes sense, but if you take the perspective you have, death is just part of the experience or the being.
I totally agree, but it's still sad for me.
Why?
Because death is the end of something. And while there isn't a beginning or an end of anything, it's still an end. We're getting outside of like the ability to describe this with words. So imagine to yourself someone you love with respect, if you're willing, and you know that this is always going to be temporary. Now, whether that person has already passed on or whether that person is with us currently, this is all temporary, and so are you. So am I. And by me, I'm talking about the body. So there is a sadness in that, because this experience, while it may be experienced forever and can always be tapped into, there is an end. It's hard to explain with words. It's actually, I think it would be better if I explained it with feelings. So I want you to imagine the feeling of a happy day, a really happy day, the day that you just finally got the job, the day that you succeeded at one of the things you've been working at for many, many years. Imagine that day. Imagine all of the love and happiness and excitement. Now imagine the most depressing, saddest, hardest thing that you've ever dealt with. Something that makes you want to scream, cry. It devastates you. And notice how those things, while they are sad, are not different in intensity than what made you happy. They are different in the way that they're felt in the body. They are different in the way that you understand them in the mind. But ultimately, they're not different in energy. So if you take those two combinations and you think about all the things that you can experience in this life, there is only so much. It's not unlimited. So it might not be confined by time, but the energy is only so limited. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I'm having a hard time putting it together with the idea that there is no time.
I understand.
In which case, there is no death.
Well, the death is real. It's just not the body.
And it makes every moment we spend together, we exist and become aware, even more precious.
The hardest part is to realize that the things that you think and feel are temporary. Do you understand what I mean? That's temporary.
This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
More than 30,000 children and adults of every race and ethnic group in the U.S. have cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a disease causing long-lasting lung infections, limiting the ability to breathe over time. Dr. Anbar participated in research that helped advance survival of cystic fibrosis patients by more than 20 years. He encourages you to donate to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation to help find a cure. It's easy to donate. Go to cff.org. That's cff.org.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
If you are a medical or licensed healthcare professional or just anyone looking for a qualified hypnosis practitioner, then go on over to ASCH.net. That's the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. At ASCH.net, you can get certified, attend workshops, and even find a hypnosis practitioner or consultant. ASCH provides an opportunity to learn and interact with colleagues. So whether you're a professional wanting to learn hypnosis or a patient wanting help with a problem, visit ASCH.net now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Ambar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection, so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com or visit dranbar.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Dr. Ron Ambar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At Centerpoint Medicine, with services in La Jolla, California and Syracuse, New York, this caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at centerpointmedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Center Point. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Ambar. Our special guest is Pierce in his subconscious, and I need to cut off the break. So, Pierce, go ahead. What did you want to say?
I just want to say, don't worry too much. Like, what I'm telling you is probably hard to understand with the words that I'm using. And it really is a beautiful existence. Like, I'm not trying to say that everything is limited and everything is ending and all that. I'm just saying it's, when you were asking the question about death, there is a sadness in that because I feel there is a real great respect in that. And knowing that beyond, yes, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, there is also a very big, it's a very big deal. It's not something that's taken lightly.
Thank you for that thought. So I want to shift gears. Can you define love for us?
Yes. There is no separation of love and the person that's feeling that love. You might feel separated from thought, from action, from people that you're near, but you'll never feel separated from love. It is one of the only things that you will never feel separated from.
Are you talking about love that you have to other places in the universe, to other people? What do you mean that you never separated from it?
We're getting into another theoretical concept.
Go ahead.
To say that you can't be separated from something is to say that there is such a thing as separation. So to understand that separation can only happen in the physical world might not make sense to everyone. You have a store that you like going to, and the people there are very nice to you. Every time you go to that store, you feel connected. Yeah, that's it. You might not feel connected to that store while you're at home. I do.
So you said earlier you connect all the time with everything.
That's correct.
But most of us don't feel that way.
Well, we might feel that way, but we might not know it. You all have access to this.
Some people say God is love. What do you make of that comment?
It's an interesting idea, but it's not exactly the full definition.
Is there anything else you want to say about love?
No.
Have you the subconscious been to realms or observed realms or become aware of realms outside of Earth?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Could you define realm?
Realm means the universes, other planes of existence, like places other than Earth.
Yes, I have.
Can you share some of what you've witnessed?
Energetically, but not with words.
Can you use this medium of radio to share that energy in some way?
That's not possible.
Can you do it in person if somebody were to meet you?
Yes, I can.
So maybe people will look you up.
If that's the case.
So in this last segment of the show, we usually ask our guests to give three tips to our listening audience they can incorporate to improve their lives. You already gave us one great tip earlier, but what else would you like to teach?
I'd like you to just know that you're loved and cared for. And I'm talking about more than just the people in your life. And know that everything's going to be okay. At the end of everything, it's going to be okay. And enjoy it. Have fun. Really connect, you know? Take the time to connect. Be yourself. Be honest. And if you can, be peaceful. Because it's helpful. It helps others to be able to love stronger. Thank you.
Can you speak a little bit about how Pierce puts that into action in his group Lemon?
There is lots to learn. It's only beginning, but there have been moments worth mentioning. One of those moments might be when something devastating happens and people are there, ready to help, without being asked. And that is very common in humanity and in all nature. And when you're more connected to nature, you understand that. When you're more connected to what's beyond this physical world, you also understand that.
Do you think humanity has become more aware over, there's a word time again, but are we becoming more and more enlightened?
Could you explain the question?
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, Pierce became aware of this when he was 12, and many of the thoughts you have shared are not commonly understood. And I guess I'm asking, do you think people in this age are more ready to receive this kind of thinking?
That is a very complicated question.
Thank you.
Yes and no.
Explain.
Yes, people are always ready to receive. No, not everyone wants to.
You think some people are shutting themselves down in this generation?
I don't like that word, shutting down, because that makes it sound like you can't come back. That's not true. Instead, people are just not listening.
So you said earlier we should listen to ourselves.
That's right.
And as we do that, we'll learn more.
Yeah, it's all possible with listening.
And become more aware.
Yes.
Which is the process you've gone through and are going through.
That's partially true.
Say more.
Well, like I was saying earlier, the words aren't really describing it properly. But if I had to pick a word, it would be awake.
Right, you mentioned that earlier. Well, Pierce and Pierce's subconscious, Joseph, thank you so much for sharing this time with us. You've taught us a lot and appreciate so much your sharing yourselves with us.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who's listening for listening. And good luck. You're doing great.
This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
Heads up, there's a sound and light chamber therapy offered in La Jolla, California at the Center for Holistic Well-Being. Using light and sound frequency produces an energetic vibration that can help restore our body's cellular, biochemical, and neurological balance as well as help detoxification without harmful side effects. For more info, visit centerforholisticwellbeing.com. Better yet, schedule an appointment. Call 858-215-5489. That's 858-215-5489.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Coming attraction, Life Guide for Teens, Harnessing Your Inner Power to Be Healthy, Happy, and Confident. A new book by Dr. Ron Ambar to be published early 2025. Dr. Ambar's renowned counseling practice, Centerpoint Medicine, doesn't fix teens who are struggling. They give them the tools to heal themselves and support them while that healing happens. Life Guide for Teens will share Dr. Ambar's tools for self-empowerment and give teens hundreds of tips to choose from to help themselves heal. The book will be available from Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you are a medical or licensed healthcare professional or just anyone looking for a qualified hypnosis practitioner, then go on over to ASCH.net. That's the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. At ASCH.net, you can get certified, attend workshops, and even find a hypnosis practitioner or consultant. ASCH provides an opportunity to learn and interact with colleagues. So whether you're a professional wanting to learn hypnosis or a patient wanting help with a problem, visit ASCH.net now.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Thank you.